Blog Talk Radio.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it? Just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. This house and the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose. This house and the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Welcome to another edition of Elite Days with Murph. Please help me welcome the lovely and talented Miss Erin Chambers to the show. Lately, Erin has been all over our TV screens, starring in several commercials, and can now be seen as a paralegal Melanie Daniels on the hit CBS show, The Young and Restless. We'll chat about a bit about that, and as always, with first time guests on the show, I'll be sure to ask some fun, quirky questions to I'll let you know, to I'll let you guys get to know her better as a person. And I believe we have our own. Hey, Erin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. As we were talking off air earlier, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Yeah. And as I said, you're now starring as Melanie Daniels on A Young and Restless. How has that been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. I'm having a great time. I started back in May, and I think my episodes just started. They started airing in June. So
yeah.
And now July. So it's great. It's been a lot of fun. Everybody's very nice, very friendly. I'm having a great time. I'm excited for everybody to see what role's going to go and what's going on with the story.
Right. I'm a fairly new YNR viewer. I grew up on ABC shows like a GH or whatever, you know. And speaking of GH, that was not your first taste of the soap world, was it?
No, I had done a few episodes on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was back in, I think, 2007 or something. So I had had soap experience. You know, the days on Days of Our Lives were, it was like three days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely wasn't as challenging as jumping into General Hospital,
mm-hmm.
especially because they put me in kind of a big story point and I had to do that accident. And,
which was incredible, by the way.
It was a lot more, oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I mean, it was different. I mean, yeah, I guess the days on Days of Our Lives that I had kind of prepared me a little bit for what it would be like to work on a soap with General Hospital. But, like, it's a different experience. It's kind of hard to say, oh, yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing because
right.
I think I was figuring it out as I went along.
I understand. And now, if you're up for it, I do have some fun kind of quirky questions for you to let the fans
sure.
get to know you better as a person, if you're up for it.
Okay, I'm up.
What's currently on your DVR and your iPod?
Well, we just started watching Ray Donovan. It's a new Showtime
mm-hmm.
show with, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, Schreiber. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we just watched the first two episodes. And I think, it's funny, last night I was like, let's watch the next one. And Gerson, my husband's like, it aired yet? We have to wait. So cause I think you get used to watching shows in a marathon way, you know, like... Yeah, you go back and watch older shows and watch all the episodes right away. And so, yeah, we've been... so I have to wait. We also watch Dexter. We have Young and the Restless, of course. So You Think You Can Dance. Love that show.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I'm... Because I came home last night and did watch some TV, so I'm trying to remember what was on the list. But, yeah, that's what I can think of off the top of my head.
Awesome. And what's on your iPod right now?
Oh, Ellie Goulding. I love Ellie Goulding. I'm kind of going back into this 80s phase. I'm listening to a lot of AC/DC and Black Sabbath. I don't know.
Nice.
That really gets me going in the morning.
Nice. Okay. Going back to your days on GH, because that's the show I grew up watching. I've been a GH watcher since 2003, so when you first got to the Ajit said on your first day, who came up to you and said, you know, got your back, you can do this or whatever, you know?
GH or Young and the Restless?
GH.
Oh, about starting on the show?
Yeah, who said, I came up to you and said, you know, I've got your back, you can do this, you know?
You know what, I think I always felt like I could do it. It was just a little, you know, it's intimidating to start on a new show. There's established people, and it's like being the new kid at school. And there's a lot of apprehension, a lot of, I don't know, like, I mean, I think actors a lot of times try to pretend like we're pretty cool and we're, nothing really fazes us, we have a tough skin, but, you know, deep down inside, we're just like everybody else, so we get a little nervous. So, I remember I was talking to Brianna Brown. She's the actress that played Lisa, because she had already been on the show for a little while, but she was in the same kind of position as me, kind of came on, started this new character, and so we were chatting before I started. She gave me some great advice, told me to, you know, just have fun and relax, and yeah, so I guess if anybody, Brianna was kind of like my little, hey, you can do this.
Awesome. Now, if you weren't an actor, what are some of your other passions that you'd like to explore and feel out for a little bit?
Well, I think, like, I guess, I mean, I don't really know what exactly I would do. I would just think about what do I really enjoy doing, and I like working with kids. I think kids are a lot of fun. And I also like writing. And, you know, I grew up performing in the theater. I mean, I started doing when I was 7 years old. So I don't know, maybe I would do something with teaching with kids. I don't know, maybe I'd be an astronaut. I really don't know.
Awesome.
I haven't really thought a whole lot about it, but I have been thinking recently that I would like to start writing, whether it be like a book or a screenplay or something. I do like writing a lot. I find it really fun and therapeutic.
Yeah. Writing is a passion of mine. I've actually written a screenplay or two here and there. And nothing, you know, too grand or anything like that. But writing is a big passion of mine as well.
Oh, cool. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, if I don't ask this next question, my best friend will probably kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could go back and change something in my career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mean, like, not do a certain part?
Or just anything that comes to mind?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I mean, can I plead the fifth?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I just plead the fifth because, yeah, there's certain things that you kind of go back and look at and go, oh, what was I thinking? Or why did I do that? I agree to do that project. And I'm a nice person, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
I get
but
that.
I will say that, yes, there's always a few projects that you kind of wish maybe could have been better or you could have been better in it. So, yeah.
I put in the fifth it is perfectly acceptable on this show.
Good.
No, putting this fifth is perfectly acceptable. Okay. What originally drew you to going back to your Y&R role? What initially drew you to that role?
Well, I think I haven't really played a role in a while, and I tend to usually play girl next door parts. sister. Mm-hmm. She's the sweet girl next door. And very bubbly and sweet and sweet and sweet and sweet. And that can get really boring and not as fun for an actor. And so when I saw this role and saw the kind of person that Melanie is, it kind of interested me, and I wanted to stretch myself a little bit to try it. So, yeah, I mean, there's always something attractive about playing somebody that's not like yourself at all.
Awesome. Okay. Now, away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you don't have to be 20 places at once, what's the real Erin Chambers like?
What am I really like?
Yeah.
I guess I really don't know how to answer that. What am I really like? I don't know. I think I surprise myself sometimes. I really like to eat. I love food, though you wouldn't be able to tell because I'm very lucky and I have a great metabolism. But I really, really love to eat, and I like funny restaurants. And I guess you could call me a foodie. That's what me and my girlfriends call it, because we kind of like to go out and try new restaurants together and eat good food. I also love my dog. I have a really sweet lab boxer. She's like my little baby because we don't have kids yet. And so she's a kid. And I adore her, and I love spending time with her. And we like to go to the beach and play on the dog beach. And so, yeah, I guess I'm a dog person.
Awesome. And I did have a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
Where did it go? I can't find it now. Where did it go? Come on. I know you said you had been acting since you were a pretty young. At what age were you a bit by the acting bug?
Oh, I can't hear you.
You had been acting since you were pretty young. What age were you bit by the acting bug?
Oh, okay. I think I did for play when I was 7. I was a royal child in The King and I at a local high school, and I just fell in love with it. I thought it was the coolest thing. I had so much fun. You know, that's a show where they kind of go all out with the costumes and the hair and makeup. And I was really transformed to look like this little demi-youth girl. It was really fun and exciting for me as a kid. And just the idea of being able to be somebody completely different for myself, it was very exciting to me as a kid that I could kind of escape and go into a different world and a different person.
Now, I was looking through your IMDb, researching for this interview, and my mom is a huge Elvis fan, okay? And I noticed in 2007 you played Priscilla Presley in The Tears of a King. What was that experience like?
Yes, they did. That was a really cool experience. It was this independent film about basically the last days of Elvis. And without ruining too much of the movie, it kind of a couple of different formats in the movie where half of the time it's dead Elvis of heaven talking with, I'm forgetting his name. He's an old, but very famous interviewer. Ed Sullivan? Is Ed Sullivan an old interviewer?
Yeah.
I think it was Ed Sullivan. It's really bad I don't remember that. But in heaven, talking to him about his life, and then it cuts back to, like, the last day or so of his life and what led up to his death and everything. And powerful movie, and the actor that played Elvis was just fantastic. He did a great job, and we had a lot of fun, you know, recreating these roles as Glenn and Elvis, and this love that they had for each other. And you know, we shot the scene where she decides to divorce him, and she comes to him and tells him that she's done, and it's really powerful, and it was really fun as an actor to play that. I'd never, ever done anything to me physically. Well, I guess besides when I was 7 and did The King and I, but I had never dyed my hair or put in contacts to really transform myself to be somebody else. And so I got that experience in Priscilla, and it was so cool and so liberating and just a really, really experience. I really enjoyed it. It would be great if people could actually see this movie, because I know it hasn't come out yet. It's not available to see. And it's a real shame, because it would be really great for people to see this. I would love for people to see it.
Right. I found my question I was going to ask you earlier. Do you have any hidden talents?
Yes, I do. I can do the human pretzel.
Wow. That's kind of impressive.
And it's kind of like my weird one. But some of my other people might not know is I can sing. I'm a singer, and I play the piano. And I think to play on the piano is Claire de Lune. Anytime I see a piano, I want to sit down with Claire de Lune. It's just, you know, it's like I'm a robot. It's just what has to happen. I have to play Claire de Lune.
Right. Okay.
And I can also make the best chocolate chip cookies you'll ever have in your life.
Awesome. Now, what is your favorite a spot to go on vacation?
Oh, you're kind of breaking up. I can't hear you.
What is your favorite
spot?
Yeah, to a vacation.
Well, vacation spot. I was going to say, I can't tell you my favorite secret. That's not a secret anymore. Favorite place to vacation. My husband and I took a great vacation to Costa Rica back in, let's say, 2005. That place is rad. We loved Costa Rica. It's beautiful. It's very green and lush. And so it was a nice escape from, you know, city being in LA. And there's tons of things to do there that are really fun. We ended up a lot, and we ziplined, and we rode horses, and played in the ocean. And just it was nonstop fun. And the people are really great there, and it's a really affordable country. Like, we were there for 3 weeks. We were really able to spend time. Like, we ended up renting a car and driving all over the Guanacaste Peninsula. And it's crazy because we went during December during the rainy season, during the dry season. And even during the dry season, there were multiple roads that had been rained over, and so I would have to get out of the car and wade through the whole river to make sure that we could, you know, drive through and make it. I mean, it was such an adventure, and we talk a lot about going back because it was such a fun trip.
If you ever wanna take a cruise to Alaska, you will not forget it until the day you die. You will not forget it. Trust me.
A cruise to Alaska? You know, I've wanted to do that. I've heard everybody that I know that has always come back and said how beautiful and what an amazing trip it's been. So that's definitely my bucket list.
I went after I graduated high school. I went that summer, and oh my God, it was incredible.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely incredible.
Like I said, that's something I want to do.
Okay. And now, if you'll indulge me this, I've got a little something else I want to play for you, okay?
Sorry, you were breaking up. I only heard you want to play, and then you kind of went away.
If you'll indulge me this, I've got a little something else I'd like to play for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you, that is life become home.
Back to the show. And apparently Aaron's gone for some strange reason. And she's back. Hold on.
I'm back.
As I was saying, with that.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's fine. As I was saying, and with that, I'd like to thank you for taking time to come on and do this. And you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on. And I'd love to have you back sometime.
Well, you're so sweet. I would love to come back. That'd be really fun. This was a great. This was fun to chat.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna, let you go, and and you have a good day, okay?
Great, thank you. You too. We'll talk again.
All right, I'll be talking with you on Twitter probably.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'll be talking with you on Twitter probably.
Oh, yes, I'll see you on Twitter.
All righty. Thanks again, Erin.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my little interview with Erin Chambers. And as I said, she has a open invitation back to the show. And Erin is an absolute doll. And I think with that, I'm going to end the show right now. You guys have been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.